This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. High winds are expected to continue across much of the Front Range and Eastern Plains through tomorrow. The strongest winds are likely in areas like Rocky Mountain National Park and Breckenridge. Parts of southern Colorado, including the San Luis Valley, Alamosa, and La Junta, have critical fire danger due to the high winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures. Fire danger could spread to other parts of the state depending on conditions. In the Pikes Peak region, those high winds have prompted some schools to close today due to power outages. Colorado Springs Utilities says around 10,000 customers were affected at its maximum outage. Spokesman Jay Anderson says that number dropped to about 7,000 before 10 this morning.
Our electric troubleshooters and cable technicians are in full deployment to focus on power restoration efforts. And also our construction crews have been deployed as needed to assist with these restoration efforts.
A downed power line caused a fire in the southeastern part of the city that was quickly contained. The fire department is encouraging people to stay prepared. High winds and blowing dust are expected throughout much of the region through tomorrow. Colorado does not usually get its first ozone alert until June, but state health authorities issued one today. That's because the windy weather has pushed ozone from the upper atmosphere down and close to the ground on the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Health officials recommend reducing prolonged outdoor exercise until 4 p.m. to avoid the lung irritant, especially children, adults, or anyone with a lung condition like asthma. Again, it'll stay windy up and down the Front Range, though gradually calming down by midweek. Areas around Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction have highs in the 60s today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, Breckenridge and Vail have a winter weather advisory until this evening. Snow is likely in much of the high country today. This is CPR News and KRCC.